Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis. It's 3 p.m. Central. It's Basic Gospel Live, and it's your chance to speak directly with two of the gentlemen that I think are among the finest Bible teachers that you'll find on the air today, particularly when it comes to the issue of God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd love for you to be a part of the program today, friends. Give us a call if you have a question. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. So if you've had some nagging question in the back of your mind, or if you're facing a difficult circumstance of life and would like to get the perspective of these two fine Bible teachers, call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. At Basic Gospel, we're ready to hear from you, because it is Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Before we get into the content of our program, I wanted to bring a really good report to our listeners. Many of you probably recognize this name, Ryan Arnold. Ryan is a friend of the ministries. He called our broadcast about 3 years ago,
right,
and explained to us that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer.
Right, yes.
And he didn't have long to live, and he was wanting to really get his relationship with the Lord right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had an opportunity to talk with him about the gospel, and he called in many times for the next year, and our listenership, Basic Gospel Nation, just took him in and prayed for him and have been praying for him for all of these years. Well, yesterday on his Facebook page, he posted that his latest MRI showed that the tumor was completely gone in his brain, and they're releasing him from his from his the rehab center that he was living in treated in.
Yeah.
So praise the Lord for Ryan, and I know many people will rejoice with him. If you follow him on Facebook, go and let him know that you're excited and happy and just leaping for joy because of this wonderful miracle that's really taken place in his life.
His name is Ryan Arnold, and he's on Facebook.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Good friend of the ministry. Yeah. I've enjoyed many, many conversations with Ryan through these last 3 years, and this is just a real blessing.
What an
real
incredible
blessing
story.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really helped Ryan in his relationship with the Lord, and it's a truth that helps us all, and it's coming to this point of realizing that Christ has taken away our sins, that in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And Bob and Andrew, we've been encouraging our listeners this month to take the journey through our 30-day forgiveness devotional. And today I want to bring up Romans 5:8. It says this: "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So we start the journey kind of feeling distant from God, feeling alienated from God, but God puts us at a starting line that is filled with his love. It's the cross of Jesus Christ, and there we see something about God that we didn't realize, that God actually loved us, and he loved us before we even came to know him. And that's an exciting truth, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely, Bob. You know, there's nothing like the love of God to be our anchor. And that's what Ryan found. That's what we've found. That's what we talk about day in and day out on Basic Gospel. And, you know, I'm just excited to hear that news after Ryan shared it there with you guys. This is my first time hearing it. It's pretty incredible. I mean, you know, people are always looking for miracles, and sometimes they happen, but ultimately the greatest miracle we ever experience is being born again and experiencing the love and grace of God like you're talking about. So, you know, Paul says it basically takes a miracle for us to understand how big God's love is. That's what he prays for the Ephesians, that they would see how giant the love of the Father really is, how wide, how deep, how broad, how tall. I mean, God's love for us is enormous. And, you know, people will say, well, I don't feel that. I don't experience that. And I think what we really need to say to that, guys, is that You know, we're not talking about a feeling here. We're really saying, look to Jesus. I mean, in the work of the Son, we see the heart of the Father. And the Father's heart is expressed clearly in what Jesus did for us. So yet it does, you know, it's a miraculous love. It takes a real revelation. And so maybe we all pray like Paul did and say, Father, show me how giant your love is today. I really want to know you in the deepest way possible. So I'm asking you to reveal your love to me today. And if that is the cry of our hearts, which it naturally is in Christ, well, the Father, nothing pleases him more than to show us his great love.
Yes. And Andrew, when I prayed that many years ago, the Spirit took me right back to the cross, because I didn't understand the cross of Jesus Christ. And when God started opening up my eyes and my heart to really see the truth of what God did for me in Christ, that's when I truly came to the point that I knew that I knew that I knew that God actually loved me. So your journey into this grace of God, understanding this forgiveness of God, starts at the cross, and that cross is anchored in the love of God the Father that was demonstrated in Jesus Christ the Son.
Absolutely. Well, friends, it is Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. Glad you're here. We got an open line for you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. So if it's about 6.5, 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it is Basic Gospel Live and your opportunity to call directly into the studio, and we would love to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742. And Bob, we have, 6 days left before the end of June and the end of our fiscal year, and we're looking for help from our listeners to do that. And of course, the $45,000 Good News matching gift goes a long way toward that, but we have a way to go, don't we?
We do have a way to go, but I've been encouraged the last couple of days to see the response. I'm expectant that God is going to do something in the hearts of people all around this country to step up and to help us out. This is a time in human history where the gospel needs to go forth in power and clarity. And we are so grateful for the platform that God has given Basic Gospel to do that, to deliver this message, to deliver it clearly, and to allow the power of the gospel to connect human hearts to the love of Jesus Christ. So we're asking you to step up, to be a part of what God is doing through this outreach. And you can do so by going to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Mm-hmm. Click the donate button. You'll see all the information about our matching gift challenge. Any gift that you give, it will have twice the impact because of this challenge, up to $45,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So give generously. Be a part of what God is doing. Help deliver this good news of Jesus Christ out there in the world today with clarity and power by giving to Basic Gospel.
And to say thank you when you do, when you make your gift this month, we're going to send you a copy of the new 30-day devotional called Forgiveness, pointing to an open door for you to experience a deep personal connection with the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, as Bob said, you can make your matching donation online at basicgospel.net, or you can do that by mail. Just send your check to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057.
Well, thanks, Bob. We had this question that came in from Kathy via email, and Andrew, it's really directed towards you. So we were thinking about addressing this yesterday, but I thought you're going to be on the air, so we might as well let you talk about it as well.
Yeah.
And Bob, you want to read that for us?
Yes, Bob said it's from Kathy. She said, I suggested to my husband's men's Bible study group to read Andrew's book, Twisted Scripture. I thought it would make us for some interesting discussion. They were skeptical at first, not being familiar with Andrew. After some research, some of the men determined Andrew is a hyper-grace teacher, so that they were now even more skeptical. So, Andrew, how would you respond to that?
Well, let me say at the outset, I am hyper. I am super hyper about God's grace, but what folks are calling hyper grace, this idea that behavior doesn't matter, or that God doesn't care about the choices we make. I mean, obviously, those sort of ideas are not biblical, and there really is nothing in the Bible. There's no such thing as hyper grace. Grace is enormous. God's grace is limitless. We talk about it. We use Greek words. We say God's love is unconditional. We call it agape. We talk about this charis grace, this beautiful grace of God that is grace upon grace. And if there's any works in there to ruin it, then it's no longer grace. So I am hyper about that, guys, and I suspect that you guys are pretty excited about God's grace too. But you know, it's interesting that if we have to label something like the message that we proclaim every day, if we have to label that as extreme or on the outskirts, then we've really missed the core of the message. I mean, you know, in the book Twisted Scripture, for example, I'm talking about how you're totally forgiven because the cross was effective. The cross worked. It needs no repeat. So you're totally forgiven. And I guess if that is considered heresy today, then sign me up. I am happy to be on that list and blacklisted as someone who is saying that the cross worked, that the blood of Jesus was shed, that his blood was shed one time for all your sins, Hebrews 10:14, by one offering you've been made perfect forever. And as far as our living under grace, I mean, again, the Bible says we're dead to the law. Paul says we're not under the law in Galatians and Romans. He says in Romans that Christ is the end of the law for all those who believe. The Ten Commandments is not an exception to that. 2 Corinthians 3 says the Ten Commandments is a ministry of condemnation and death, and that there's a greater ministry today, the new covenant that we proclaim on these airwaves every day. So again, if folks want to label that as some sort of radical or extreme outskirt type belief, they're welcome to do that, but it's just a shame that this isn't everyday preaching and teaching, that number one, Christians are totally forgiven, number two, that Christians live under grace, and number three, that we have a new heart and a new nature, a new spirit with Christ living in us, so we have new desires. And I think that when people give the gospel 5 minutes instead of 50 minutes, and when they give the gospel 5 days instead of 50 days, that they often miss the new heart. And that's part of this new covenant of grace. By grace, we have a new heart. By grace, we're one with Christ. By grace, we're dead to sin and alive to God. So there's nothing scary about doing a free fall into the gospel of grace. There's nothing scary about trusting Jesus every day with your words and your actions. Guys, the Bible says that if you want to set world records for sin, that's going to happen under legalism. Under the law, sin is alive. Under grace, sin is dead. So the only thing scary concerning this message that we proclaim is that it's got to be scary for the enemy, because the enemy hates it. He wants to accuse Christians day and night and condemn Christians. And what we're saying is, look to the cross. Look to the resurrection. Jesus has freed you from all condemnation. He loves you no matter what. And this should be normal, average, everyday preaching and teaching across the churches in the world. This should not be a rarity. It should not be difficult to find. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. We want to get this message out that Jesus is our life, that Jesus is our sacrifice. He is a perfect high priest. We're totally forgiven, totally righteous in him. It's all free. And that is the gospel message.
Yes, indeed. And Andrew, let me just add to that. When you look at Paul's writings, for example, he always begins every letter with grace and peace. And then he ends every letter in virtually the same way. May the grace of the Lord be with you. We look at Peter's writings. First letter, he writes, and then in the fifth chapter, he says, I've written briefly to you teaching you about the grace of God, stand firm in it. And then in his second letter, at the very end of it, he says, I want you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you go all the way to the very last verse in the Bible, and it's this, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. So we start the Bible in the beginning with God. We end the Bible with may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. I think that's the message the Bible is trying to communicate. If we're going to have any relationship with God the Father, it's going to be through the grace of the Son. There's no other way. There's no other possibility for us to experience life and freedom apart from the grace of God being poured out on us in Jesus. So absolutely, if that's the way to have a relationship with God the Father, lavish it on me, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lavish it on me.
Yes.
That's how we need to respond to the grace of God.
Yeah. Yes, and let me also just say, guys, that the benefit of being under grace is a godly life. I mean, Titus chapter 2 says the grace of God teaches us to live upright lives. And so, you know, we agree with the legalist on the end result. The legalist is seeking some form of godliness, and we are too. We're seeking godliness. But what we're saying is how we get there is important. And so that's why God has designed for us to live under grace, to be tutored by Him, to trust Him, to walk by the Spirit, to not look to Moses, but look to Jesus. I mean, that's what we're saying. And the result is a godly, upright life every single time. Jesus will never lead you into sin. And so it's a pipe dream to think that if I just add rules, boy, if I just temper that grace, if I just balance that grace, if I just get rid of some of that grace, I'll have a little bit of grace. It's like we're in the buffet line at the Chinese restaurant, and we'll pick our favorite dish, but then we'll leave that one, and we'll pick this one and leave that one. And boy, I love Chinese food, but a buffet has 50 different things on it. And so, you know, when we decide that we'll take a little bit of grace, and we'll take a little bit of law, and we'll take a little bit of rules, and we'll just have this beautiful concoction that's going to lead to godly living, well, that is a lie of the enemy. I mean, Colossians 2 says, watch out, rules have the appearance of wisdom, but they lack any value in restraining sin. So, look, we hate sin. We're dead to sin. We believe that. I believe I'm a slave of righteousness. I can't get away from it. It's my heart's craving. It's my heart's desire. I want to serve God. I want to depend on God. I want to trust Jesus. And what I'm learning is that God has manufactured, He has created an atmosphere of His grace, and that's how He wants us to live, and it leads to godliness every single time.
Absolutely. I don't see why you guys don't just go ahead and teach some while we're at it here. Yeah, it is Basic Gospel. Andrew is joining Bob and me, and Andrew, recently Bob and I have been discussing the issue of hyper-dispensationalism, since we're talking about hyper, and I thought it might be a good topic to discuss on the air. So, guys, who wants to go first on this one?
Well, if hyper is attached to something, it means that it's a theology that's gone above and beyond what the Word of God clearly teaches. And dispensationalism is a systematic theology. It's tied to Dallas Seminary here in the Dallas area, but it's kind of really, really become a part of kind of the American Christian thinking. So it's a dividing of the Word of God into seven dispensations, and God treating human beings in a different way in every dispensation. And it was made popular really through the C.I. Schofield study Bible.
Right.
But I think it goes over and beyond what the Word of God really has to say. The fact that there's one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and There's really one people of God, and we're all going to stand together, shoulder to shoulder, in this body of Christ, Jew and Gentile as one, because of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And I think the Bible gives a very simple story, and boy, we just try to complicate it with all this theological systems and that sort of thing. So, yes. Andrew, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you look at the Bible and you say, okay, how many covenants are emphasized? Let's look at the writings of Paul. Let's look at Peter. Let's look at James. Let's look at John. Let's look at Hebrews. I mean, where is the emphasis on covenant? And the simple answer to that is Old Covenant and New Covenant and the difference between law and grace. So while people may have their opinions about seven dispensations or this covenant and that covenant and the other covenant, I mean, people can turn the Bible into an algebra problem. We can turn it into a math equation if we're not careful. And it really, what we need to do is say, all right, where's my focus? What's my belief system? What's my message? And is it Jesus-centered? Because Jesus is this high priest of the new covenant, as Hebrews tells us, and then Corinthians says that even Greek people are under the new covenant. We're qualified as ministers of the new covenant. So the folks who are saying there's one message for Jews and one message for Gentiles and seven different dispensations, I think they just have too much free time on their hands.
So the deal is let's keep the focus on the main thing, and the main thing is Jesus and his death, his burial, his resurrection, and we're all going to stand together in that. Yes. I mean, that's the message that's being offered out there in the world. Mankind has always been saved in exactly the same way, by faith. It's just today we receive the Holy Spirit. Abraham didn't receive that, but when he believed God's word concerning the promised son, it was credited to him as righteousness. Yes. So we exercise the faith of Abraham when we believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right. And it's not only credited to us as righteousness, but we are imputed that righteousness through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we are getting the full scope, the full benefit of the story, where they just got what was available at that time. Yeah. And now we all stand together as one, centered around the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Well, thanks, guys. I think that was a great explanation. Well,
let's go to our phone lines and talk with Landon. Hi, Landon.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. What's on your mind today?
So I was online recently, and I had a message from someone who I was talking about God with. And I would like to share what they said, if that is okay.
Well, if you can do it quickly so we can answer you, that would be great.
They don't believe in God. They said, regarding the concept of God, it's man-made, plain simple. I believe it was created to try to make sense of the unknown. Before Jesus, there were other religions as well. They too thought they were correct. The Bible was written by man a long time ago and has gone through through revisions.
Let me share my thoughts on that, Bob. You know, it is the answer to those unknown questions. You don't have an explanation for how we got here. We're not here by chance. We're not here by some sort of random accident. You don't get living cells from a non-living cell. There's no magic to it. It's got to be a designer. It's got to be a creator. The book of Genesis tells us how it happens. So I tell you what, it takes more faith to believe in nothing, more faith to believe in an accident than it does in the creator of everything beautiful we see around us. What incredible order to it all.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, thanks. And Landon, thank you for your call. Keep listening here. And friends, thank you for being with us for Basic Gospel today. We hope you heard something on this broadcast that will make a difference for you. And overnight, if you have a question about anything that you've heard, well, if there's a situation you're struggling with and you'd like for us to discuss it, well, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Please remember also our Good News Matching Gift Challenge that doubles every gift up to $45,000. And with your help, that $45,000 can become $90,000 to help us reach what we need, the goal, for the end of the fiscal year on the 30th. So let's all pull together, friends, to make that happen. So please go online to basicgospel.net and make your most generous gift, or mail your gift to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, that's Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. And we'll say thanks for your gift by sending you a copy of our wonderful new 30-day devotional called Forgiveness. It's your open door to experience the full benefits of a deep personal connection with Jesus Christ. It's yours as you make your gift online at basicgospel.net or by mail to Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Louisville, Texas, 75057. Well, that's it for today. Thanks to Andrew for joining us and for Bob and the staff. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Take care now. Bye-bye.